Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever time you're reading or listening to this broadcast. I'm out here in our park. I'm at a skate park today, so I decided to pull up here today. So as you can see the title, using your authority and power, the enemy tries to literally overwhelm you and make you feel like you don't have any power, make you feel like you don't have any authority. But I come today to encourage you and let you know that you have more power than you can even imagine. And I want you to sit back and you and focus on what the enemy has been doing to you and how he's attacking you. Because today is the day that you get the strategy of knowing that it doesn't even matter what he does. I got more power than him. I have authority over him. And so God gave me, you know, the scripture. It took me back to Luke 10 and 19. And I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Classic. And this is what Jesus said. He says, "Behold, I have given you authority and power." Once again, this is Jesus saying this now. Okay. He says, "Behold, I have given you authority and power." Not just did he give you authority, but he gave you power to go with the authority. Come on now. Now, my question to you is, are you even using any of it? Are you using any authority, or are you using any of the power that he has given you? Because it says, "I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions." So these are deadly things that come against you. These are things that that try to slide into your life. And God is like, "I've given you authority and power over it. Serpents and scorpions." And here's the kicker for me. Physical and mental strength and ability over all the powers of the enemy. I'm going to just park right there. This is Jesus saying this, right? And I'm reading it out of Amplified Classic. It says, "Behold, I just need you to know, I have given you authority and power to trample on serpents and scorpions and physical and mental strength." Let's think about that. Has the enemy overwhelmed you that you just got weary? You got tired. You don't want to get up. You just been crying so much. You just don't even know what to do. And God said, "Get up. Get up. I sent my son to pay the price for you. I've sent my son that you may have the authority and power, physical and mental strength." I'm giving you physical and mental strength. Why are we in a place and a place where we feeling like, "Oh, woe is me. Oh, I'm weak and I'm tired." I've been there, so I'm not coming at you. I'm just trying to motivate you and encourage you and give you some hope that you can come out of this place where you have given the enemy way too much authority, way too much power in your life, even in your circumstances. We done gave the enemy way too much credit, because Jesus is telling us that I've given you physical and mental strength and ability. Hold up. Not only am I giving you mental strength, not only am I he's giving you physical strength, but he's giving you the ability over all the power that the enemy possesses. Why has the enemy got us weak? Why has the enemy got us so frustrated? Why does the enemy have us in this crazy place? Why? When this scripture tells us that we have the authority and power over this. I got physical strength. No, I'm not going to be laid up in my bed. No, I'm not going to be walking around like I'm a moper, like I'm just a defeated foe. No, I got strength. I got more strength than you can even imagine. Huh? Mental strength. No, mental. I got mental strength. Huh? Why? Because I understand the word. I can speak the word. I got the mind of Christ that gives me the ability to outwit the enemy. It gives me the ability to shut down what the enemy is trying to do to my mind. How is he trying to bombard my mind? Trying to get me confused, trying to get me weary, trying to get me tired, to make me go into the woes me. I'm a victim. Oh, look at my situation. Oh, my situation is worse than your situation. You don't know it. Man, what? It's time out for that. You got way more authority and power. And that show that when you start doing all of that, that show you just gave up your power. You just gave up your authority. That's what it's saying. You literally telling Jesus, man, I know you died for me. I know you gave me this authority and power. But man, the devil is just too strong. That's literally what you're saying. But if somebody was to ask you that, you would say, oh no, I'm not giving him no authority. Then what you look like? What you look like? That's like me. I'm coaching a team and we practicing hard all week long. And then we get into a game and they act like they don't know. They don't know the plays. They're intimidated because somebody's talking to you. Man, the enemy gonna be who he is. But you better match the intensity that he coming with you. You better match you, knowing that you have all authority and power. Come on. You have it. Stop giving it up. Stop acting like we don't have it. It's time out for that. It's time out for that. Listen, I'm telling you, it's time out for that. We have to. And I'm talking about all of us. Because there's times when I get caught into, I'm looking at this situation and I'm getting stressed. Why am I getting stressed? The enemy knows what if I can get him stressed, I can get him to snap. I can get him to want drugs. He can get me to want to do alcohol. Because that used to be my stress place. That used to be my stress reliever. But now my stress reliever is I get into God. I get into the presence of God. I listen to songs that'll get my mind right, that'll get me back in focus, that'll get me back in alignment with God. Then I'm realizing where my authority and power comes from. What relies in me, because it says greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. So I ain't stressing nothing. Now, I ain't saying that it don't try to attack, but it does. But I understand I got to fight differently. I can't do the same stuff that I did last year that I'm trying to do this year. That don't work. So if you've been laid up in bed, you've been in a depressed place, you moping about a situation, you're moping about your marriage, you're moping about your relationship, you're moping about this, you're moping about that. Listen, God says, I've given you authority over it. My God, what else you want him to do? He sent his son to pay the price for you. It's time for you to actually put in some work. It's actually time for you to actually understand I have authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and physical and mental strength and ability over all the powers that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. I mean, just know that part. The devil can't stop. You stop yourself. The enemy just suggests stuff and then we fall into it. your marriage ain't gonna make it. Yeah, devil is a lie. I decree and declare that God breathed his breath of life upon my marriage. I declare that every dry bone comes alive. I declare that everything that was once broken is now fixed. I declare that you are the Jehovah Asanu, the God that brings it back together. Father God, put me back Jehovah Kanai, put me back on the potter. Put me back on the potter's wheel. Put me back on the potter's wheel. I might have messed that up. Put me back on the potter's wheel. Ask God to put you back on the potter's wheel. Ask God to fix you. Ask God to correct you. Ask God to mold you. Stop acting like you don't have power. Stop acting like you don't understand that you have authority and power over the enemy. I mean, you got physical strength, mental strength, and the ability. You have the ability to outwit the enemy. You have ability to outwithstand the enemy. I'm encouraging you to literally understand, read this scripture, and I want you to meditate on it. I want you to really and truly digest Luke 10 and 19. I need you to realize what authority and power you really and truly have, and to evaluate yourself to see if you're not using it. If you're not using it, because I really and truly need you to utilize the power and authority that you have. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? It's time out not to do it, but it's time to do it. And if you haven't done it, just, man, I repent for not using my power and authority in this area. And I overuse it in this area. Let's balance out your life. You understand what I'm saying? So let's balance this thing out. What is important? It is important that God lets you know that I've given you everything you need to win. I've given you everything you need to win. If you want to win in season, then you have to operate in these things. Operate in your authority. Operate in your power. Listen, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He knows how to do his job, but it's our turn to operate in our ability and do our job. It's to crush him. He said, it says is that the authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and physical and mental strength and ability over all the powers that the enemy possesses. Check this out. Did y'all catch that part? The enemy doesn't have any power over you. Listen, it says any power the enemy possesses. Listen, he can possess whatever he wants to, but you have the physical and mental ability. Do you hear what I'm saying? Over all the powers, over all the power, whatever power he can come up with, you got more power than him. You got more authority. You got more power. You got more physical, mental, and ability over the enemy. You, the saved one, the one that Christ dwells in. You. So I'm encouraging you to open up your mouth and start using your authority and power. Using your mouth to use the word of God to destroy the enemy. It's time out. Y'all hear me keep saying it's time out. Man, I need you to take a pause moment, a Selah moment, and just think about what area in your life that you have not been using your authority and power. What area in your life that you haven't been using it? I declare today that that your eyes are being opened. The scales are being removed, that you are no longer blind to areas in your life. You have no blind spots, no more blind spots, that you're able to see what the enemy is doing. You're able to see the tactics. You're able to see the victim place you've been operating in. You can see where you're timid, the areas you're timid, I'm declaring that there's a level of boldness that's going to rise up inside of you, that you're going to feel this authority and power, that when you start using the word of God, when you start declaring the word of God, when you start operating in the spirit, in tongues, that it brings you to another level and another area, that you won't help but fight, that you won't help but go to war. I bind the comfortable place. I bind that old timid place, that inconsistency place, that a place that'll cause you to just sit back and be content with what the enemy is doing to you. Not only is he doing it to you, but he's doing it to your family, and he's doing it to your bloodline. And God has called for you to understand and operate in this authority and power. And I used to hear people say, "Well, I'm not gonna be doing all that because I ain't finna rattle the devil. I ain't finna get him. I'm not finna get him." He gonna come at you anyway. He been jacking you up anyway. He been messing with your bloodline anyway. And now you're gonna be another generation that sit back and say, "Well, I'm not gonna do all of that." Okay. You be that one then. You be that one if you want to. Now your kids gonna suffer because it's gonna go from one generation to the next. That's all it's doing. All he's doing is wrecking generations. All he's trying to do is wreck bloodlines. Come on, it's time out for that. Why? Because he has given glory and the power, and we recognize what we walk in. We recognize when we get up to see another day that the Lord has made, that we can walk in authority. The devil should be afraid that every time you wake up and put your feet on the ground, it's like, "Oh my God, this person is up again. I thought I crushed them yesterday." Nah, you couldn't crush me yesterday. I wasn't gonna let my marriage crush me. I wasn't gonna let those conversations crush me. I wasn't gonna let the bad communication crush me. I wasn't gonna let loneliness crush me. I wasn't gonna let humiliation crush me. I wasn't gonna let rejection crush me. I wasn't gonna let abandonment and perversion and I wasn't gonna let that crush me. Temptation crushing me. No, get back up. Understand your authority. Fortify yourself. Put on your armor and let's go to work. It's time to put in some work. Faith without works is dead. I don't know why we keep feeling like this ain't no battle. Like just because you became a Christian, you ain't got to put in no work. I don't know who told you that. Why would he give you authority and power? Why would he tell you he's giving you authority and power over all the enemy? He said, I'm giving you physical and mental strength. Why would he give you physical strength? That means you got to have a physical body. It means you got to do something. The enemy is going to attack the body. He's going to attack the body. He's trying to make the body weak. He's trying to make the body feeble. Because if I can get your body to be feeble, then I can make you question your faith. Y'all better catch what's happening. That's why he tried to get us sick all the time. That's why he's always trying to bring on sickness and cause us. That's why we have to take care of ourselves. That's why in some stuff it's in the bloodline, but we ain't taking care of it. We haven't warred against it. We haven't declared scripture. Man, I remember my mama when she was in the hospital and they was telling her she needed a liver, a lung, and a heart, and all these major organs. And she just sitting there looking at these people like they don't understand who she is. And she told me, "Give me that book." And I handed her the Bible. And she said, "Gerald, look at every one of those scriptures that I have in yellow. Look at the scriptures that I have in red." I mean, she had highlighted a whole Bible. And a lot of it was about her authority. And a lot of it was about her healing. And so she was operating in a place where she started commanding her body to line up. And when I tell you, my mama did not die because of any of that stuff. She never got a heart. She never got a liver. She never got a lung or whatever it was that she needed. She never got that. And she lived long after they said that. So it was like, oh my God, like for real right now, like God gave me my witness. God gave me an example. God gave me somebody that stood in front of me and did this thing. So for me to look at, to understand my faith, I mean, I got to work my faith. I mean, I got to work. I mean, I got to read those scriptures. I got to declare those scriptures. I got to walk in authority on those scriptures. I ain't just saying a scripture just to say a scripture. I'm saying a scripture and I'm saying it with authority. I'm saying it with power. I'm saying it because I'm going to walk in this until I see it. my wife says something all the time. She says, I'm going to pray it until I see it. When I see it, I'm going to protect it. You might want to get there. You might want to get there. So this is that. This is that. So I'm encouraging y'all today to see if you're walking in authority and power. Are you? And check. All you got to do is just check your mental, check your physical, and check your ability. Check it. Look at those areas and see if in those areas the enemy is attacking. Because I can tell you, I can promise you, he's attacking the mental. He want to get you mentally fatigued, mentally tired, mentally worn out. That's where you'll start. That's when you start missing things. That's when you start not seeing things clearly. That's when you start like, it ain't that bad. Then you start wavering. How many of y'all that found yourself in that wavering place? You got authority over the wavering spirit. You got authority and power over that quitting spirit. You got power, authority and power over sickness and disease. It says, and nothing shall in any way harm you. Any way. I don't care what it is. Y'all can talk about cancer. Y'all can talk about all sickness and diseases. But I understand this scripture. And Jesus said this scripture. By his stripes we are healed. Jesus said this. Why would he tell you when he was the answer to it all? He's the answer to it all. So I'm encouraging you, come on, let's get out of that woe is me place. Let's get out of that victim place. Let's get out of the tired place. I'm talking about all of us. I'm putting myself included. Gerald, I don't need you to get out your weary place. I know I don't need you to be acting like you fatigued. Get work out more. I don't care. Take your vitamins. Get into your word. When I say vitamins, I mean talking about the word. Get into your word. Digest the word. Put the word into your heart. Find the scriptures that minister to you. The Bible is a medicine bottle. All you got to do is just find the right prescription to take, and then you start digesting it. You start digesting it till you start seeing something different. It's called consistency. It's called consistency. Some people just don't want to be consistent. You want everything fast. You want everything in a microwave place. But I'm telling you today that if you ain't willing to put in the work, then you will fall into you'll fall into a weak mind. You will fall into a weak body because it's going to take consistency. God wants to see if you're going to be consistent with it, because if he just give it to you, then where's the faith in it? Where did your faith grow when you just instantly getting something? And that's what people want right now. We want this fast thing. I want my marriage to be restored. I want restoration on my marriage. Hold up. If you ain't ready for that, it ain't going to last. It ain't going to last. Because if you ain't in a better place, we always looking at the spouse because they're in a horrible place. But when we look at ourselves, we find ourselves not in a good place. If we actually look at ourselves. But you got to look at yourself. That's what it all boils down to. Look at yourself. That's why I say it. Look at yourself to see if you have you operating in authority and power. Because if you're operating in authority and power, you can call those things to be not as though they were. You can start breaking off stuff off of your spouse. You can start declaring what you see, what God sees, what God desires, what God wants. You can start declaring that stuff because you're operating in authority and a power. And there's nothing that the enemy possesses, no power that the enemy possesses over anything that you open your mouth up to, because you're operating in authority and power. But if you don't even know you have the authority and power, that's useless. If you don't have faith in what this word is saying, and because it don't happen fast for you, you give up on it, then it ain't helping you. It's not helping you. So I just want y'all to know, listen. Open y'all mouth, man, and let's operate some in authority. When y'all read y'all word, man, read it with some boldness. Read it with some authority. Read it with some power. When you do your declarations, do it with some power, authority. Do it with some power. Listen, stop. Oh, I'm going to just read my word. And some of y'all don't actually open your mouth. You just read the thing in silence. Huh? Open your mouth. You afraid of your voice? I bind the mute spirit. I bind the shame of your voice spirit. I bind every spirit that'll cause you to operate in a weak mind, a feeble place, a victim place. I'm decreeing and declaring that you move and operate in authority and power, that when your feet hit the ground, there's an earthquake shaking, because there's a power and authority in your walk. There's a power and authority in your voice. I declare that when your voice opens up, that the heavens respond. The angels are descending and ascending according to the words that you're speaking. Open your mouth and speak. I declare that the muzzle, you're no longer embarrassed and shamed. You're no longer putting yourself in bondage. Being weary, being tired, being fatigued, because the enemy is just wearing you out. Why? When you got authority over him, why? When you got power over him, why? When you have all abilities over him, there's nothing. Listen, he said the thing says, it says all the powers that the enemy possesses. You have the ability over that, over all the powers the enemy possesses. If you got all the power over that, then why are we so defeated? I declare that you're gonna see that you are no longer a defeated foe, but the enemy is a defeated foe. I declare that the enemy is under your feet. I pray that you right now, you should just be stomping. You should do a prophetic act and just stomp your feet. You should do a prophetic act and just open your mouth and declare something. You should operate, say, God, I'm a walk in my authority and power. I'm walking in my authority and power. Now I'm going to. I'm walking in my authority and power. And if you haven't, repent. Like, for real, just repent. Repent. God, forgive me for not operating in my authority and power, not operating in your word. I repent. And now get this thing right and open your mouth. I mean, literally just go over your mouth. Take the tape off of your mouth. You know how people put tape over your mouth to keep you silent, or they do the zip thing? Unzip your lips. Take the tape off of your mouth. Take the muzzle off of your mouth and declare that your voice will be heard. That your voice will be heard. It's time out for this coward place. Man, please. We ain't supposed to be cowards. We supposed to operate in a victorious manner. We supposed to operate as an overcomer. We supposed to operate that we know that we have the ability over the powers of the enemy. Man, it's time out for that. It's time out for that. I don't even, man, when my players come to me, well, do you think, I know we're going to win. I know we're going to win. Why? Because we're putting in the work. Why? Because we believe. Why? Because we're going to walk in authority and power. We're going to walk like we know. Are you walking like you know? What's your conversation? What you talking about? And who you talking to? Are you talking to people that are looking at your situation and giving you a woe's me? Oh, that's not going to happen. Why are you doing all of this? They don't understand your authority and power. They don't understand your voice. They don't understand your assignment. But you want somebody to understand your assignment and co-sign your assignment. God will bring people in your life that will understand the assignment that's on your life. I'm just being real. But today I want y'all to open y'all mouth. Today I want you to walk around your house and I want you to open your mouth loud. I don't care if your kids hear you. I don't care if the neighbors hear you. You've been silent way too long. You've been shut down way too long. You've been walking around like you scared for somebody to know that you saved. You scared. I'm sitting out here with skaters. I don't care nothing about them hearing me speak the word. I'm decreeing and declaring that every skater out here be a skater for God. Every one of them are understanding and get a relationship with God. That's why I come out here. That's why I come to this park. That's when I walk the park. I walk the park because I'm a walking in my authority and power. I'm decreeing and declaring that as I walk this park, that people will come to see God. That when they walk, that they'll feel the presence of God. Man, I'm everywhere I go, everywhere I tread my feet, God's giving it to me. I'm not playing about this game. I'm not playing about this. This is serious to me. And I wanted to be serious to you. I don't want you to walking around here acting like you don't understand who you are. I'm walking around here like you don't know the authority and power you have. Man, I'm about to turn this table over. I'm so pumped up right now. I can feel my power. I can feel my authority. I ain't scared of it. I ain't scared. I ain't scared. I used to be, but I ain't scared no more. I used to be afraid of what the enemy would do to me. Nah. Now he should be afraid of what I'm doing to him. He should be afraid, and that's how you should look at it. He should be afraid of you. He should be afraid of you. He should be afraid of you. He should, I'm telling you, he should be afraid of you. If he ain't afraid of you, that means you working with him. That means you better check. I'm telling you, that's why we say, Lord, search me. Find anything that is in me that is not like you. Sometimes we might be afraid to ask that question because God is going to tell you, well, you too unforgiving. You don't forgive easily. You don't love easily. You got a condition on your love. And God has been telling you, I need you to walk around with unforgiveness, with a forgiving heart. I need you to walk around to love unconditionally. He's asking you to do that. Huh? He's asking you to forgive. He's asking you to forget. He's asking you to. He's asking you to lean and rely and trust on him. He's asking you to do it, but you haven't done it yet. You haven't done it yet. You're forfeiting your authority and power. You're forfeiting your testimony. God is only trying to build up your testimony. I'm telling you, things that he has you to do is only to build up your testimony. And I'm telling you right now, it's how you witness it. It's your testimony that draws people to Christ. It's your testimony. It's how you live your life. You can sit here and read scripture all day long, but if them people don't understand scripture and ain't gonna read scripture, they looking at your lifestyle. They looking at how you represent Christ. Are you a great representative? Huh? Are you representing Christ by not using your authority and power? Are you an ambassador? How are you an ambassador and you're not using your power and authority? You just using it in word because you understand scripture, but you're not walking in it? I know what that looked like. I used to talk about scripture, but ain't walking in no power and authority. It was called entitlement. It was called pride. It was called charismatic witchcraft. That's what it was called. But nobody don't want to talk about that. But I'm going to talk about it today. So I pray that this thing bless y'all. So I read today Luke 10 and 19 out of the Amplified Classic. And Jesus said this. Behold, I have given you. I don't know who you are, but you put your name in there. Behold, I have given Gerald authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm Gerald or Gerald's bloodline. Y'all hear me? I paraphrased it and put my name in there because I want to make it personal. You need to make this thing personal. You need to make this thing personal. So I'm praying that God really and truly is speaking to you today. I pray that this message blesses you because this is that for me. You know what I'm saying? This is that for me. So Father God, I just thank you for each and every person upon this, Father. I thank you that they will understand their calling. I understand the power and authority that they have against the enemy, and that nothing that the enemy can do can hurt them, harm them, Father God. I declare that they will move and operate in their new. I declare that you are remolding them and remaking them and retransforming them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you that Luke 10 and 19, Father God, will be magnified through their minds and through their hearts today, Father God, that they will meditate on this thing day and night, Father, that they will search themselves and they will see the authority and power that they've been lacking in, that they've been unbalanced in. So I'm speaking of balance to them, Father, speaking of balance in the authority, speaking of balance in the power, that they will move and function in this place. I thank you for household salvation being upon them now in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you and I praise you for this message that's going forth brawl out the nation that men and women and children will know their authority and power in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And so I pray that this thing blesses you, stretches you, and encourages you to be the best you that God has created you to be. All right? Y'all be blessed. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.